Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Every month, we talk with cellist Robert Cohen about the life of a touring professional musician in a segment called On That Note. Robert is getting ready to go to Slovakia to perform as part of a festival called Convergences. The event has a special place in his heart because the festival's founder, Josef Luptak, was once a student of Robert's.
So we reached out, and not only does Robert Cohen join us from London, but Josef Luptak joins us from Bratislava, a first for Lake Effect. Welcome to you both.
Thank you very much.
Great to hear you, Bonnie.
Josef is our special guest today, and Robert, can you explain to me why you invited him on the program?
Well, because he's such a natural choice for me. You know, he's been, you know, he started off as a student of mine way back. And we became then really close friends. And even his wife to be got, they got engaged when they were visiting us in London in our house. So
yes, that's right.
We have a fantastic connection, and his children and our children have grown in a way together, despite being in different countries. We just had this, you know, long, long relationship, not only personal, but musical relationship as well. And since I'm very soon about to go to play again at Josef's amazing festival in Bratislava in Slovakia, I just thought, well, I'm going to be seeing him soon, but it would be great to be talking to him with you about the festival and just, you know, whatever the topic comes up as usual.
And Josef, it's such a pleasure to meet you over Skype, and I hope that we get to do it at some point in person. But I want to start with the festival itself. Why did you want to start this?
Well, it's going back some time. And as Robert mentioned, when I've been studying with him at the Royal Academy in 1996-97, I was kind of dreaming about creating something special in Slovakia, which would connect with the special atmosphere we had in town before the communism. Because, as you know, in 1989, we had the fall of communism at the Velvet Revolution. So it was a few years after that, and then we could start to travel, me as a musician as well, and study abroad. And I was so lucky that I could study with Robert, and not just study, but having a really close relationship and even staying in his house, which was really, really nice. And in 1997, I could experience Robert's festival in South England, in Charleston. So I mentioned that because that was one of my inspirations. And another inspiration was just before I was at Royal Academy, I was part at the special arts program in Banff Art Center in Canada. So that was maybe another inspiration. And talking to kind of older friends from Bratislava, which was before called as Pressburg or Pozsony in Hungarian or German names, and was very, very lively musical town because, as you know, we have all these traditions very close to us, like Vienna and or Eisenstadt, which is Haydn, Beethoven, Mozart. Hummel was directly from Bratislava. Then later on, Bartok or Dohnányi. All this history is connected to our town. And during the communism, all this kind of atmosphere of musicality was actually still held there, but it was not so natural as before the communism, because in the communism many things went just centrally organized and were state organized. So this was kind of attempt to create something which was independent and more free.
It's also a way, I think, of connecting, so as you say, so many composers that we listen to now, whose music that we perform now came from that part of the world. And when the Iron Curtain came down, the players from there couldn't mingle with the players on the other side. And Robert, you've talked about performing behind the Iron Curtain before it was lifted and how interesting and difficult that was.
Yes, you know, and the connection to Bratislava for me came in about 1980 when I went to take part in a competition, an international music competition, which took me to Czechoslovakia, as it was then, and the very grey and dark atmosphere generally, but then how extraordinarily exciting it was to make music there. As Joseph says, it was very much part of the system and part of the general culture there. But it then it has changed so much. Now, when I go to Bratislava now to Joseph's festival, it's altogether much brighter and more open, and musicians from around the world are going there. And I think that, you know, just witnessing that huge change, but not living it in the way that Joseph did. And I think that what Joseph and his musical and artistic colleagues bring to the culture now in Bratislava is very extraordinary, because it has that flavor of understanding how things were and how important it was, and bringing that to a more international audience now, an audience where music is just something you can do if you want to. It's not so much something that everybody just did in those days.
Joseph, do you feel that you play music differently now?
Well, in many ways, yes, definitely. Because, you know, after, especially now after 1989, we were much more open to other thoughts, ideas, and even philosophies. So we were not so much connected anymore to the eastern part of our, you know, region, or just the countries which were connected in the Soviet kind of region. But we were much more open to understand how people from the Anglo, you know, American and Western countries understand music, and how they communicate the music, and how they perform it, and how they play. What we thought one way, they do it different. So it was very enriching for me, especially. And that was one of the things, as Robert said, that yes, it was one of the layers of the name of my festival, Convergence, was that I was trying to find a way how to connect our world, which was still at the time quite isolated, and was searching for openness, much more openness to the all parts of Europe and the world. So that was one of the layers. And another layer would be that connecting different styles, maybe, which was quite unusual at the time anyway. And to create something like independent chamber music festival, or even on an international level, was something understood as totally crazy idea, because I had no funds for that. I had no experience with it. So we really started with a small 3 concerts in 2000. And even Robert was part of the even pre-festival events, which was, it started 2 years ago, like 98 and 99, as a series of events, chamber concerts, masterclasses. And one of the guests of those events was Robert at that time. So he was very regular and very encouraging friends, because he was known in Bratislava for his mastery and for his artistry. And it was very big help for us that he is part of the program. So, and of course, personally for me, it was incredibly encouraging as well.
For me personally, what has also changed, I mean, Joseph's reminding me of those days, that, you know, when I used to play in Slovakia and then with other musicians, especially at that time with Slovak musicians, they hadn't had the experience of playing in a way with my sense of freedom in musicality. They were very much influenced by the old Slavic system, you know, the Russian styles. They'd been taught in a Russian style for decades. And so when I started to play with them, I realized that there were huge advantages in having had that background. But the disadvantages were a lack of experimentation, a lack of individual exploration of music and so on. And over the years, now those musicians, having had the chance, as Joseph said, to go out of the country as well, and since Western musicians have gone into Slovakia, their whole music making, I feel, has grown and adapted to take on all of the advantages of both systems, if you like. So in Joseph's festival, you also have so many different types of music and different types of musicians, folk musicians and jazz musicians. A lot of them are Slovak musicians, but there's always been some non-Slovak musicians in there. And now the mix is, well, it's very inspiring, because I have to say, when I listen or play with those musicians, they have a kind of depth that comes from this background, but this excitement that comes from the new world idea.
Robert, do you remember what you played the first time you were at Convergence?
Oh, I'm so bad at this.
I do remember.
If I may say,
I know that Robert in 1999, he had the masterclass, and truly, I don't remember if he had recital or not. That I don't remember. But in 2001, which was our first kind of bigger scale program festival, we were playing a Schubert string quintet in C major for two celli.
Oh, yes. Well, like, that brings the cellists
arpeggione
together.
Sonata. Yes, arpeggione sonata in the first half, and Britten solo cello sonata, because we wanted to bring something from his world, from England, from Britten. So I think this was the very first program.
It sounds like a wonderful program.
Yes, it was great.
I'm so impressed you remember.
And so I have to ask, what are you playing on this one?
Well, I'm involved in a lot of different pieces this time. So in chamber works, from Tchaikovsky's Souvenir de Florence, the sextet, which is so fantastic, and Schoenberg, Verklärte Nacht, which is a really moving, fabulous, dark a sextet as well, to duos by Beethoven and piano trios by Beethoven, a whole variety of different things, and including some Reinhold Glier duos for two cellos, because I think we always feel we need to have that. We need that little opportunity to do something very personal together, don't we?
Yeah, exactly.
And Joseph, are you playing something else besides the Glier with Robert?
Well, I do. We have one extra concert where I perform, where Robert does not perform, or actually two concerts extra, which one is dedicated to 100 years anniversary of Czechoslovakia, which was founded in 1918. And of course, unfortunately, doesn't exist anymore. But we do remember this as a very significant era. And I grew up in Czechoslovakia. So we mixed Slovak and Czech composers like Dvořák and Jan Levoslav Bela, or Bohuslav Martinů and Eugen Suchoň. And what is special about this year, 2018, in my country, is that there's been many shakings in the political world, and maybe you have heard or not, there's been one journalist killed in end of February this year, and his fiance. And there are two new pieces premiered at my festival dedicated to Jan Kuciak and Martina Kushnirova, which I feel as a very important part of this time. And also, there will be a special guest at the very opening concert, singer and violinist Iva Bitová, who is a Czech, but originally from Slovakia, but she's Czech artist living now in America, and a very significant artist. And she is having her anniversary year this year, so we invited her, and we will be doing from some folk songs by Bartók, by Janáček, and even Luciano Berio, and some improvisations together, two of us. So there will be lots and lots of program, but the final two concerts are with Robert and also with our common friend with Miguel and other players from Slovakia and elsewhere.
Internationally renowned cellist Robert Cohen joins us each month for a series called On That Note. This month, he was joined by friend and fellow cellist Josef Luptak, who founded the upcoming international music festival called Convergences, which takes place next week in Bratislava.